Welcome back to 32 Fans in 32 Days. I'm Alex Chester. With me is Baby Boy Chester, who got a name.
As always, Baby Boy Chester.
He already got a name, but while we're recording,
by the time they're hearing
this. Yes, but at the moment he doesn't have one. And Wheels Banneker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
Yeah, I've named babies before.
How does Wheels Chester go? Is that a good name?
It's definitely throwing Akiva in there.
Yeah, but I mean, but you're alive, and you know, in, among Ashkenazi Jews.
Yeah, but are you really naming it after me? Like, I don't think you could sell that to Dr. Jen.
I'll ask Dr. Jen.
I love the name.
Dr. Jen, Akiva Chester, thoughts? She gave a very fake laugh. It's not after Akiva, though, since he's still alive. Just do you like the name in general? She says, yeah, sure. But I think it was...
What does Dr. Jen think about you calling a female guest the B word?
Was that so cancelable? Am I in trouble for that?
I don't think anybody canceled you.
Yeah.
Not enough people listen to the Patreon.
Jen, do you remember Allie Lasher, who came to the beer tournament here? Remember she came and she brought you like a gift? She was very nice. Yeah.
Classy broad.
So I called her a bitch on a podcast. What do you think of that? Do you think I should be canceled? She's
giving
one word answers. Jen has no interest.
Does Dr. Jen know about cancel culture?
Do you know about cancel culture? Akiva wants to know. It's literally one word answers. It's a bunch of yeses from her. She's not interested.
Yeah.
My wife is not pro this podcast, if you're not aware of that yet.
I'm bringing in the bacon. I'm paying the bills in your house.
Yeah. What did you say? Okay. She's pro podcasting as long as it keeps the baby awake. And the baby, as you can see right now,
hey, baby.
I know. His eyes are actually closed. Wake up. We're talking about the Los Angeles Chargers today.
Yeah, that's why it's asleep. Although it is kind of wearing Chargers colors, the baby.
Yeah, it's this is the Chargers do have beautiful uniforms, so they have that going for them, which is nice. I mean, so Philip Rivers started just about every game for the last 16 years. It's a real change of eras here. And this is a team that last year went 5-11, the bottom really fell out, but they were a league average team. You know, I think their scoring differential was just about even. Advanced stats had them as about an average team. And yet they made absolutely zero effort at quarterback. It was very curious. You know, there was obviously a lot of guys available. Jameis Winston could have been had. Cam Newton could have been had. And the Chargers like, no, we're good with Tyrod Taylor. Now, I was like, you know, a big Tyrod Taylor stan back in the Bills days. But last time we saw him, you know, starting a game in any, you know, was what, over 2 years ago now for the Browns. And he was atrocious. And then immediately Baker Mayfield as a rookie came in was much better. So to be going with Tyrod Taylor as your starter in 2020 seems a bit nuts. And then they drafted Justin Herbert, who's probably the biggest project of all like the quarterbacks taken in the top of the draft this year.
He is a project. I mean, there have been – like he's not like Josh Allen level project.
But well, I mean, of the guys taken this year, though.
Yeah. But who –
he's not a guy you want to be starting this year. Well, I think they have to start Tyrod week one.
Yeah, you probably do.
I mean, here's the thing. Tyrod is still like – you know, he never turned the ball over, and that was like a big skill of his. And I think he still has that skill. So I think
he never throws interceptions.
He's not going to be atrocious, but I don't know how, given how bad he was for the Browns, I don't know how you can assume that you're going to have any chance to win with him. And maybe they're not trying to win. I don't know. But this division is like after the Chiefs, there's like, it's very much available for the taking, right?
For the taking of second place. Yeah. I mean, I like the Broncos.
But that's a wild card, right? Seven teams make the wild card.
Yeah.
So
yes. Yeah. Yeah.
A team that basically played an 8-8 level last year, you would think would be trying to compete for a playoff spot this year, especially with, you know, an extra wild card. And it doesn't seem like they're doing that. You know, I don't know.
How about this?
If I'm a Chargers fan and there's no such thing as a Chargers fan, I would just be very frustrated that our quarterback room is Tyrod Taylor and Justin Herbert with the team that we have.
Yeah. 2-53. This team is fantastic. Like some Chargers teams of old.
I mean,
secondary
receivers, running backs, secondary, edge rushers. They got like elite.
The
positions.
Offensive line is just okay, but yeah, the secondary is elite. The receivers are very good.
The offensive
running
line
backs
sucks.
Are fine.
Let's be honest.
I know it's not like a bottom five. I think the offensive line
Focus,
only like ends your season.
Pro Football Focus has not had them ranked higher than 26th in pass rushing since 2014. So that's six consecutive years of being a bottom seven offensive line in terms of pass protection.
Okay. Now, what they do with their offensive line this offseason?
All right, so Russell Okung is gone. They added Brian Beluga, who's good when healthy, and they added Trey Turner, who's not as good when healthy.
Trey Turner's very good. Trey Turner's had a
but
great career.
Beluga was an excellent player, I think.
It's not how you say his name, but okay.
Brian Beluga in the deep blue sea.
Isn't it Beluga?
I say Beluga because Brian.
Yeah, he's only been in your division for 15 years.
Yeah, and I hated him, and I'm because he was a Packer, so that's why I'm glad that he's gone. But I thought he was very good. And by the way, you know, those six consecutive years of miserable pass rush, the fact that Phillip Rivers had two, you know, MVP caliber years in 2017, 2018, I mean, you know, deserves a little bit more kudos. I already talked about Phillip Rivers on the Colts podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked that thinking Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer makes me a Phillip Rivers fan. I thought that was like understood by everybody, but apparently not. Yeah, so I don't know. I just, this is a team that, as we said, I mean, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, elite wide receivers. Hunter Henry is sort of the perennial, will be a top five tight end picked in your fantasy draft and then will be injured and will play four games. But, you know, in those four games, he's very good. Even with Melvin Gordon out, Austin Eckler, I mean, Austin Eckler was incredible last year, not just in real life and fantasy and everything. I mean, receiving out of the backfield, I think, is there a better running back out of the backfield than Austin Eckler?
Eckler was excellent. Yeah, listen,
and Justin Jackson was also good, by the way.
Justin Jackson's good.
Yeah.
They have a lot of skill position players.
Yeah. So again, the question comes back to why is this team not investing in a quarterback that can win in 2020?
Listen, I think maybe they think Herbert or Hebert is that guy. I don't know.
Bobby Hebert. Yeah, well, let's get George Costanza.
T-Bob Hebert. He's on Twitter, his son.
Yeah. Yeah, so Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram, great, you know, pass rushers, obviously. They stole Joseph from the Vikings.
Yeah, we talked about how, you know, Chandler Jones for the Cardinals in the last episode does it by himself. Yeah, the fact that they have two guys, there's only one or two other teams that have, you know, second-best pass rushers at Melvin Ingram level.
Yeah, I mean, the Vikings had that with Danelle Hunter and Everson Griffin for a while, but Griffin is, you know,
just to bring a point back to the Vikings, he's never done that before, guys.
Well, because we're talking about Linval Joseph, so, you know, I'm going to miss his Musk. Linval Joseph, great player, by the way.
Can we move off the Chargers.
We're done 6 minutes.
Chargers for a second. Just for a second.
We're going to come back with more Chargers takes. All right.
We'll come back. I'm sure. No, let's talk about the 32.
You want to ask me how the Brits was
for a second?
Okay.
No, because it hasn't happened yet. We can talk about it in next tomorrow's episode or a later episode.
Yeah, but it has happened. When people are listening to this.
How are the samosas? The samosas.
AB just texted me that they're here. I guess I got to go pick them up from his house.
Well, the problem is like because your Brits is dairy. You know, we do dairy or meat. The samosas with the
because your bris is dairy. Who's having a meat bris?
Well, in Israel, it's very common, but that's not what I was saying.
Okay.
Like Israelis do meat brises, but anyway, the cheese samosas are not like the real way to do it. It's like a meat puff pastry. That's what it is. Like you're just eating a cheese samosa. The meat ones are where the bread.
So
is
I don't know what these are, but based on the three Syrians I spoke to, they are only made out of cheese. Like you can have a meat puff pastry, but that's not called this. That's a different item.
I don't think
the sambusak is a cheese item. I mean, I'll ask AB. I'm going to go see him in a few minutes to get them. And
not according to Google.
All right. You want me to message him right now?
Yes. Ask AB. You could even call him.
All right. I'm going to call him on the podcast. I don't think it's going to work, but let's see. I'm going to hold up my phone speaker.
Hello.
AB, you're on the podcast. I don't know if this audio will come through. Akiva claims that sambusaks are made out of meat and that the cheese sambusak is an inferior product.
No. Akiva's an idiot.
Yeah, true, but you want to elaborate a little bit?
Have you ever had a meat sambusak, AB?
Have you ever had a meat sambusak, he says. I have headphones on, so we can't hear you, Akiva. I have to transcribe.
I have had meat sambusak, but the standard word sambusak by default refers to the dairy one, which is far more famous and much superior. I mean, we have a lot of
nothing with gross cheese in it is superior.
Doesn't rank high among the meat appetizers. It's like lower down.
Okay. I mean, I'll be the judge after tomorrow morning, I guess. But all right. Okay, so you want me to come over and pick up these sambusaks?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll come over when I'm done with this podcast. Okay, thank you, AB. All right, Akiva, so you're an idiot according to our sambusak expert.
Listen, I understand he's saying it's more common, whatever. The point is, if you like something with a puff pastry with cheese in it, and especially kosher cheese, which is the most inferior of all kosher foods.
I don't agree with that. That's the classic take of people who want to justify why they don't keep kosher.
That's not true.
American kosher, kosher cheese in the United States is garbage.
The person who,
because like 80%
of
American Jews are lactose intolerant, so they can't even handle real cheese.
Before his current wife, Eric Kuflik, who I believe still pays to host this podcast, to the hosting site for the podcast, his girlfriend was a food scientist.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me she wasn't kosher and then became kosher. And I said, what's the big difference between kosher food and not kosher food? She said, by far the biggest difference.
Is this in America or in Israel?
America.
In America. American kosher dairy is terrible, but it's by design because they water it down because these Jews can't handle, because the Ashkenazi Jews are all lactose intolerant.
Yeah, my kids are already like,
yeah, but you know, my wife talks about how when she's in Israel, within 2 days, her fingernails are like harder and stronger just because of the higher quality of the dairy.
I think that's the crack she's smoking.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, let's talk about the 32 Fans Football League for a minute, because that you put that in the Fantasy League.
Survivor
League.
Now I know what Survivor is.
Yes, put that in the title of the episode also, so people know to listen to it.
Okay.
Okay. Who maybe would skip the LA Chargers episode. Let's start with the premise of the same rules as last season. And
I wish you had told me we were doing this so I could have like prepared and had like rules.
No, how about this? So the next episode we could go further, but I just want basic what I was thinking.
Well, hold on. So just to review for people who may not have participated last year, although we had 64 people last year, right? We had four 16 person divisions, which we didn't really know how to broaden it beyond that. But if more people are interested, I guess we could figure it out. It was a Survivor Fantasy Football League. So in each of the 16 divisions, every week, just like in Survivor, we would go to Tribal Council after Monday Night Football, and one team would be voted out. And you would be voted out if you had the lowest score of the week. But then you could also have immunity from having had the highest score of the previous week, or if there was other immunities from the combination of the previous 4 weeks that you could save and you could use as a secret. You know, there was hidden immunities and regular immunities. Then we had a Redemption Island concept where once you lost, you didn't get voted off total, but you went to Redemption Island where you waited for the team who lost the next week, and then you two would be in a duel. And then if you kept winning duels, by week 15 or whatever, you could come back in. By week 16 or 15 or whatever it was, we were down to the four winners from each of the four divisions, and then they met in week 17 for the interdivisional championship. So I think people really liked it. It was a lot of fun.
Yes. So what I suggest we should do is let's start with the patrons and let's get a general idea of how many people are going to join.
Yeah. It's weird that it's August 17th right now. And I feel like nobody has done any fantasy football preparation whatsoever, whereas usually I start in July.
It's very strange. I would love to hear, maybe I would like, I don't know if you could say it. I was curious, like we'd like DM AJ Mass, who works for ESPN Fantasy, you know, knows who we are. Yeah.
AJ Mass knows who we are.
No, I'm just saying he would answer, possibly, if he could. I would be curious, like how much numbers are down. If they are in fact, and like Rob said also on an app today, like he is really not excited for football yet. Now, the week of the NFL, people are going to be going out of their minds. Like there will be much less basketball. There won't be quadruple headers anymore. We'll already be close to the conference finals, which is a game a day max.
Yeah.
Listen, they are going to struggle the first few weeks, so they're still going to be going up against huge basketball games. But
the quality of football is going to be much worse because we're not going to have a preseason, right?
The quality in week one will be worse, but I think the fact that there will be limited, if any, college football means that people will be very starved for the NFL.
Yeah, but if that's the case, then why is nobody talking about it now? Because it's weird. I feel like people were talking about baseball, because before the baseball season started and before the basketball season restarted, there was a lot. Oh, look, it was awake. There was a lot of talk about both of those, and I feel like nobody's even talking about football right now. And football usually dominates the conversation year round.
It's a good point, but I think the gambling and the fantasy part, especially, people are so skeptical of like if week one's going to happen normally, like why get invested yet? The only person being like on top of things, of course, is Sammy Chester.
Yeah, Sammy's very on top of things. I've been resistant. Sure. My league keeps trying to schedule a draft, and they've scheduled a draft at my house, actually, or in my yard, I should say, socially distanced, of course. And I'm like, sure, fine, whatever. But yeah, I've done no preparations. I haven't begun to think about it. It's just, I think
we want to pick a day.
Here's the thing. You should pick a day at least to block it on the calendar. We're going to have a week one. That's not in question. The question is what's going to happen a month later, 2 months later, 3 months later. How does a league get affected when, you know, your players get on quarantine? I guess it's just that's part of the luck of fantasy football.
Yeah, I think that's another reason why it's like, how excited can you be for, you know, if you happen to have, I guess maybe people in regular fantasy will be doing less clumps of players. Like you lose three Chargers because, you know, they have a game canceled or they have.
Yeah. So you're saying you don't want to like stack your quarterback receiver on the same team this year.
Maybe, or maybe, you know, you risk it and let somebody else, you know, suffer.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So do we have any wrinkles to the rules from last year?
Well, let's think about that. Let's ask the listeners. I didn't need to make this like a full conversation, but I was thinking like, let's see, you know, maybe there'll be less people interested this year because.
I mean, my guess right now would be we'll have fewer people just because, again, football in general seems to have less interest in general right
like,
now.
Like, do you think there's going to be like a lot less people in the 4-1? I guess maybe there probably will be. I don't know.
Yeah. It's weird because on the one hand, people are desperate for any sports. But again, for whatever reason,
football. Also, some people have less money. Like, people might have less, you know, money to spend or they're more worried about their job.
Yeah,
or whatever.
That's also fair. But it's not, I feel like we haven't been hearing a lot about fantasy football yet. And maybe that's just I've been preoccupied with other things. I don't know. Maybe it's out there and I'm just not aware of it.
Apparently, no, I don't think it's out there.
Apparently the New Girl is so out there that you're starting a podcast with Ali Splasher. And it's like,
oh, so you know about this. I know about this.
I was there at its birth, at the genesis of idea.
Okay. I forgot. So yes, I am starting a new podcast with Ali. I think it's independent. It's just going to be the two of us.
Who's producing it? Is it in the rap world? She wanted it to be in 32 Fans.
She mentioned it, but I don't think she wanted 32 Fans. I don't think it's going to be part of RHAP. It's just going to be independent. I mean, we could use an executive producer if someone out there is interested for our non-monetized podcast.
Yeah.
Like some of the posts. I think she wants
the truth
to
is,
talk
producing a podcast in this day and age with Anchor, it's pretty straightforward to do.
I think she had just had some quick questions for you about what to do.
For me? I mean, there's other people.
Yeah, I mean, what was she going to ask me?
Well, I mean, if it's between the two of us, but I feel like she knows a lot of people in the podcasting world. If her go-to for these questions is Alex Chester, then...
Yeah, I guess you could ask like Scott St. Pierre or Rob. I don't know, but you know, all right. I feel like you're the least busy.
Should I start watching The New Girl? Should I send in emails every week?
It's just called New Girl. Yeah, you could.
I thought it's called New Girl, Old Guy, Old Man.
Oh, no, yeah. The podcast is called New Girl.
Oh, the show is called New Girl, not The New Girl.
Not The New Girl, yes.
Yeah. Not like
I just watched
Ohio
the first
State
episode.
University.
I haven't podcasted about it. Right, not The Ohio State University.
Well, I remember I'm once when I was stallion. When me and my first year of law school, my roommate and I were like applying for internships for jobs for our first summer of law school.
Yeah.
And we were calling for all these jobs that we didn't really want, but like the kind of things you have to apply for. So we were like, we would like each make the phone call on speaker in front of the other one to like see how like more like insane and bombastic and absurd we could be. So at a certain point, even though nobody said like Harvard Law School is already like obnoxious enough. But at a certain point, I started pulling like, The Ohio State. I started saying, hi, my name is Alexander Christian from The Harvard Law School. And then the joke became to like emphasize the word the more and more. So I'd be like, hi, I go to The Harvard Law School.
Oh, no.
Just to be as big of an asshole as possible.
All right. Can I drop the worst take of all time or at least of the month on you?
Are we going back to the Chargers or is this just a general bad take?
No. This is not a Chargers. So this is an Eagles reporter for WIP, the famous Eagles radio station. His name is Elliot Shore Parks. He has a lot of followers. I've never heard of him before right now. And let me read you this tweet. It will blow your mind. Okay. Elliot tweets, I could maybe score a touchdown. I could luck into a home run. I could probably get 2 points in an NBA game. I could play hundreds of games of hockey and never, ever score a goal. It looks impossible.
Well, so I don't know.
Let's take those one by one.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing.
Yes.
So for me, I cannot like skate well enough. Like I can't ice skate backwards. So for me, I would be the worst at hockey because I literally can't skate.
Sure. But if you practice baseball every day for a few months, all four of these sports, like you'd get a little better at shooting. I don't know how much you'd improve at football.
Well, okay. So let's go.
You would hit the ball.
Okay. So basketball. Yes. Basketball. Anybody can hit an open jumper.
Yes. Anybody could score. Yes. If you were like getting starters minutes, 28 minutes a game.
If I was playing in an NBA game, I mean, I would obviously be destroyed. But at some point, at all points, they would
unless,
be wide
like,
open.
Unless, like, the whole team made it their mission for you not to be able to score points. Like the
then I would never touch the ball, obviously. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yes, if you were treated like a normal player, for sure you could score.
I could score a point.
That is the
correct.
Easiest one.
Yeah, so that's the easiest one. What was the one in baseball? Hit a home run?
Yes.
No, there's
he
no
is
way.
An insane person.
There is no you way I'm hitting a home run. Yes. There's no way you're hitting a home run off a major league pitcher who's trying to get you out. Impossible.
Even the major league hitter. Like,
it's impossible. You cannot, like, I mean, I guess you just swing blindly 1,000 times. I mean, I'm trying to think how if I knew that they were like straight fastballs going down the plate every single time, like from a pitching machine.
No, you still couldn't hit home run. Like you'd hit the ball like to the middle of the outfield. You're not hitting a dinger.
Yeah, but hit it 400 feet.
You'd never hit a home run ever. You'd never hit it.
That's
out.
Never happening.
Never happening.
Football
touchdown. Yes, you could get open eventually. Well,
what's the thing in football? Not die. Is that the goal in football?
Yeah, but he said score a touchdown. Eventually you could score a touchdown. If you're a regular player.
If I'm behind the Cowboys line and they flatten like the other team, yeah, I guess.
No, I don't. Rushing would be harder. I think like. No.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you're a receiver all the way out on the end and you catch a screen and like.
Out of the way on the end, you like dive, you know, you like.
And the cornerback falls down. It's possible.
Yeah, but where everyone goes to one side.
Practically speaking, though, you would be broken all the bones in your body before you score the touchdown.
True. So that's also in theory, yes.
Yeah, that wouldn't, because
they would just murder
you. Yeah, you need like you shoot 100 times in the NBA, you'll hit a shot. You don't have 100 chances of football because you're dead after the first one.
So. Okay, but in theory, that's still easier than hitting a home run or scoring
the hockey goal. Hockey. Yeah. So I can't skate well enough. Yeah, I could never score a goal.
But
I,
you
I,
could. You
if
could
there's an open net. So hold on. If I'm if
empty
I'm
net
on,
goal, which yeah, doesn't
I can get
exist
an empty
in,
net.
In
I can get
baseball.
An empty net goal. I
empty net goal eventually, yeah. Or like in theory a tip-in. I think that's easier than a home run, unless this guy has like super strength or was like a high school baseball player.
A tip-in though, no, because if I'm anywhere near the crease, like the defender who's
Zdeno Chara
is elbowing me into like the I'm shattering the glass with my skull.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah. But you could score an empty net goal, maybe 5-on-3 power play where like you're just like hogging crowding the net. And like you could maybe score on a rebound or something.
So
I'm not saying it's easy.
So we think a home run is the hardest one.
Because that's physically possible, and I think the home run's physically not possible. Maybe if you have blazing speed.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
inside the Parker.
I can't even hit a home run in softball, so how am I hitting a home run in baseball? Although the faster velocity of the pitch would lead to a faster exit velo. If I
hitting, what do you think is the best feeling? Goal? It's definitely not an NBA shot. So a goal, a touchdown, or a home run?
Home run for sure.
You think that's the best feeling?
I mean, just I'm not a hockey guy, so for me, a home run. If I hit a home run,
I mean, scoring goal in hockey is so hard.
I would watch that. I would take my bat with me halfway up first base. Yeah. I would flip it to the moon, Korean style. Yeah. I would definitely be beamed by in my next at bat.
But scoring a touchdown is pretty cool. I think the pick six is super cool. I also think
Yeah. My best chance to score a touchdown in the NFL. I figured it out. Is I'm a free safety, yeah, and I just catch the ball and in space, so there's nobody there. Or better yet, somebody
else. You're a free safety, but it's like an 11-on-10, and
somebody
you're
else
just like
somebody else intercepts
pass.
It. Somebody else intercepts it. They're running up the sideline.
They could lateral. Dude, yeah. That's not bad. You're like the let's get Chester.
Now, what actually happens, of course, is that I bumble the lateral and I get smashed in the back.
Oh, on the lateral, on the lateral, like the quarterback blocks you into the ground, cartoon style.
Like, this Elliott isn't like the level of skill of the worst player in the professional leagues compared to the best like high school superstar athlete is like beyond. Yeah, this guy's on crack. I once, and this was in a pre post gender society. When I was like in college, I used to insist that I could have been the 12th man on the bench of a WNBA team.
Yeah,
which was a horrific take, obviously. But I was saying, look, I'm 6'1", 180 pounds. That's like a power forward, and I can get a couple of rebounds, but that's not
and
true.
They
I'm sure,
shoot like,
I'm sure
no,
all those girls could beat the crap out of
you.
Me. Yeah,
they could beat you up, and also they're in so much better shape.
Yeah,
and
my logic was that I played
women in WNBA shoot at least as well from the free throw line as men.
Oh, of course, my logic was because I played
shoot
with like
20% from
I played
the line,
with like
probably.
The women on the Penn team, and I'm like, well, the Penn team won the Ivy League, but the Penn team is infinitely worse than like the Maryland basketball team,
right,
and the Maryland basketball is infinitely worse than WNBA. So yes, it was a horrific take.
If they play like the Penn basketball team plays the UConns, the South Carolinas, they lose by 60 100 times out of 100.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But the question is
like this, they're a 16 seed against the 1 seed. So none of the Penn people,
yes, of course.
Maybe the best player on the Penn team could play in like the second league in Russia. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Where would you or me in our current state as 37-year-old past our prime men? You're not 37 yet, I know. Where would we do the least damage in each sport? If you had to play an entire game. So basketball, you just sort of float around.
Designated hitter. Baseball, the answer is designated hitter.
You just go
like,
for four.
Cares? You just strike out. Yeah. No big deal.
Try and get hit by a pitch. Or actually, no, I don't want to get hit by a pitch.
No, then I would try not to. Unless R.A. Dickey.
I try and crutch down Eddie Goodell style.
If R.A. Dickey hit me with a knuckleball, I would cry for a week.
No, this is what you do. You crutch down Eddie Goodell style. You try and draw a walk, and then you get pitch run for.
Yeah, maybe Biggio. Just like have like. Just complete body, like RoboCop body armor. And
I think in the field, I think here's what you do in the field. You play second base, but you have a shift on, so the shortstop basically covers for you.
Yeah, that's happening. Yeah.
Yeah, the baby just laughed at that one, by the way.
Mm-hmm. He likes the shifts.
Of his 37-year-old father. Well, he likes shits, that's for sure. But I just opened his eyes. Good morning. What about football? There's nowhere on the field that you don't die. So, you know what I would do? You know how to be great at football? When they're in the kneel position, and there's the guy who's like 15 yards behind the quarterback. emergency guy.
You think you'd be good at that?
I could. I would be very good at that position. Yeah.
What about punt return?
They don't do this anymore. But back when we were kids, like in the early 90s, teams would still have two kick returners, one on each side of the field.
Yeah, so
kick returns. Punt returns once. Standard.
Well, sometimes teams have two kick returners.
But it was the standard in the 90s to have two kick returners.
Yes, right. And it would either go left or right. Right. Yeah, each guy would get like 20.
Yeah, exactly. Returns. So I could be the guy on the side the kicker's not going to kick to, except if I'm there, obviously. Right. The kicker's kicking that way. So that's
right. Or you do the Frank Wycheck.
I feel like, you know what? I'm going to upgrade my skill, my confidence, my ego. I could play, I couldn't be a lineman, but I could play quarterback on a kneel also.
All I had to was
catch a snap and immediately jump down.
The team would never kick.
As a kick, yeah, but I'm never going to kick, so what? You know, I'm serving no value. By the way, also, there's definitely a running to the kicker situation. I'm going to die that way. In fact,
rough.
My team would intentionally, a blocker would let somebody through to kill me so that they could bring in the real kicker.
They would another kicker or just never kick again.
What if I you know,
in hockey, I guess like a third offensive player who
there's nowhere. Again, I don't know how good a skater are you.
Not a good enough skater for that.
Well, I mean, can you ice skate at all? My form of stopping is running into the boards. So,
no, I'm better than that. I mean, maybe not the first time, but I have at my peak, I've been much better than
that. Can you skate backwards? I can never do that.
No, not now. Not that I haven't gone skating in many years. Very briefly, probably.
Okay. Well, it doesn't really count when you do the turnaround and you get like the 3 feet of momentum. Like, that's not
kind of ice skating. And backwards. Basketball, like, you could hide in theory. Like, you wouldn't get hurt. You just wouldn't be super useful.
Yeah, you just stay on the perimeter. Yeah, I mean, you could play 4-on-5. I mean, the Lakers
maybe goal hang.
The Lakers are essentially playing 4-on-5 this year anyway, and they might win the title that way.
Should I goal hang? Like you think LeBron could just out the pass to me? I'd be so nervous I'd blow every layup.
Yeah, and by the way, it would take 4 steps for a guy to cover, you know, your 12 steps or vice versa. Like,
well, I'd be goal hang. He'd just throw the ball to me. If I could catch it, and I can catch.
You could stand on the other free throw line, and I still don't think you would score.
What does that mean? No, I'm standing under the other basket. Like they,
oh,
like
literally
AD
90
over...
feet. So LeBron has to catch it.
I'm goal hanging.
So LeBron is chucking. LeBron gets a rebound, chucks it 90 feet.
Yeah, perfect most pass. Of the what time it's going over my head.
You have to catch it.
Like,
you have to catch it and execute a layup with a 7-foot-1 guy who can run like a 4-4.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert sort of
running down on
at
you,
me.
Breathing on you, like you see it coming. No, there's no chance.
Possibly with the coronavirus again.
Listen, all you got to do is pump fake Gobert. He flies into the stands and you shoot.
I'll pump Gobert out. Yeah. Cat's going to not even hustle back. I'll get that. Yeah. I'll get that layup.
No, Cat hustles on defense. He's just bad at it. Kevin Love didn't even. Yeah. All right. So should we go back to the Chargers? Because I thought we had some actual Chargers takes. But.
All right. What's their over-under?
The Chargers over-under, much like the team we did yesterday, is 7.5.
It's a little
people
low.
People like the schedule game. I guess we do the schedule game.
I know their line's bad.
How about
and
I pick? I haven't
bad.
Picked yet for schedule game this year. Why don't you ask me?
I know their line is bad. Their QB is bad, but man.
Yeah, I mean, they had a second first-round pick after Hebert, as we're calling him now for some reason. Kenneth Murray, the linebacker.
Yeah,
they added Chris Harris. They have a lot of good second cornerbacks. Casey Hayward.
They're loaded. Everybody is, doing a shout out to their dad. It's Chris Harris, Desmond King.
Yeah, all these seniors. Juniors.
Yes,
seniors.
It's three. It's all seniors, third, seconds. I think Purple Vogue says them as the second best.
All right, ask me the schedule. Let's go.
I'm getting the schedule, but again, I'm on a keyboardless computer right now, so it takes like two. I have the on-screen keyboard. You ever use the on-screen keyboard?
Oh, that's very annoying. Yeah.
Very annoying. 2 more days till the internet comes.
When I accidentally press numbers lock, I always have to go find the on-screen keyboard to turn numbers lock off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredibly annoying.
So we're still waiting for you to find the schedule.
I hate the Google schedule that I accidentally clicked on because it's not clear like who the home team is, who the away team is.
Yeah, we're about to get bombed.
Oh, no, we're going to get bombed?
Well, we find the schedule already. Let's move.
I keep clicking the wrong button. I'm having a tough clicking.
Pulp can move, baby. You're slower than Pulp.
It sucks. Hold on. I'm having a tough night here.
All right, should I just do the schedule game with myself?
No, I'm going to do the schedule game. Just give me a second. L.A. Chargers. I feel like you don't know who Steve Summers is. I feel like he'd call them the L.A. Chargers.
Yes, I know who he is because we've talked about him on this podcast. He's got the weird hair. He's the WFA.
I made like 5 Mike Francesa references on Renap today with the non-sports.
I'm sure that went over very well. Oh, my baby.
I'm sure.
Smiling.
Yeah,
my baby's
I'm sure all the ladies in Kansas appreciate it. All right, quickly, Cincinnati.
Are you giving me away? Home and away?
Away. Away.
I'll say they win against Joe Burrow in the debut.
Okay. Home to KC and Carolina.
A loss and a win. 2-1 for the Chargers. Wow.
All right. At the NFC South teams, Tampa Bay and New Orleans.
Loss, loss. 2-3.
Hosting the Jets.
Let's say they're going to lose that one. 2-4.
Wow. At Miami.
Well, they'll split these. So with 3-4.
Hosting the Jaggies and the Raiders.
This is an awful schedule.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh,
this team, this maybe enjoy take the over. So I have a 3-4, and then they have two gimmies at home. All right, give them two more wins. 5-4, baby.
All right, at Denver and Buffalo after the bye.
All right, so 5-5, 5-6.
Hosting the Pats and
5-7,
Falcons.
5-8.
Falcons.
5-9.
At the Raiders on Thursday night, short week.
5-9.
Yeah, and then hosting Denver.
6-9.
And then at KC, KC might not need it.
All right, so 6-10, I have them. So I guess I'll take the under at 7.
Although I guess you really need it. The difference between the 1 and the 2 is
hold on.
Normal.
So the first half of their schedule, other than KC, is Carolina, Jets, Miami, Jacksonville, Vegas, a lot of bad teams. But then the second half, do they play a single bad team in the second half? I guess just the divisional teams.
They play Denver twice and the Raiders. So do you think they don't? The answer is no, other than the Raiders. If Denver's good, which if the Chargers but are bad,
Buffalo, New England, Atlanta, so those are all decent teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they – how many games they have before the bye? They have 9 games before the bye?
Mm-hmm. They get the – yeah, they have the Jets, the 3 Florida teams.
They got to be 6-3. I had them at 5-4 behind.
But it's not so simple. I mean, they have the Chiefs and the Saints, two of the, you know, top teams in the league. Then they just play a lot of bad teams.
But yeah, but I had them at 5-4 before the bye, and yet I still have them finishing 6-10.
I mean, we haven't talked about the Bengals yet, but the Bengals game is not an automatic win.
In week 1, you're saying?
Like, the Bengals probably have the better quarterback in that game, and they're at home.
Yeah, I'm just saying, this team has to be 6-3 before the bye if they want to make a chance to make the playoffs.